This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel confident that I'd be ready to play and play at a high level. I think we're being really smart too and trying to understand exactly how I feel. It's my first week, you know, really back out there with you guys, you know, and playing and all that stuff. So I feel really confident about that. And, the ball's spinning, you know, that's a good thing. And I have no doubt, if in my mind, once I step between the white lines, I'll be ready to go.
Russell Wilson, everybody. Bet you he's the backup quarterback this weekend.
Yep.
Not going out on a limb there. You think it's more likely we see him or don't see him?
I've been wrestling with this all week.
Double leg it, put it in a headlock, tap out.
I think that we won't see him, but I think that we absolutely will see him next week. I think that that's how it's going to go. I don't think it's going to be good enough by Fields. It may be good enough to win, but it won't be good enough for the team. And I think that he'll start next week.
I think if we're going to see Russ in the next 2 weeks, it'll be this game.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And what I mean by that is if Fields stinks, we're going to see Russ. I don't think Tomlin's going to let him finish the game.
Mm-hmm.
But if Fields doesn't stink early, it's the Raiders. They'll do enough to win. He'll have been good enough, and we might not see Russell Wilson next week. So I think that's how it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I can see your way, too. I think Tomlin wants to see Russ.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Definitely does.
But I think he wants to honor and credit Justin Fields for what he has done so far. So I think in order to do that, I don't think it would have to look really, really bad. I'm talking about turnover after turnover. If there's another fumble and then there's a pick early, I think that that could do it.
Uh-huh.
But if there's not, and it still doesn't look good, I still think that they ride with Fields the whole game.
Yeah, I don't think not scoring points, yeah. I don't think that not moving the ball is what would get Fields benched.
Mm-hmm.
They're used to all that.
Mm-hmm.
They liked that out of Kenny. Well, we're not putting up points until we need to put up points, and they'd be fine with it. Just don't turn it over. Don't spot the other team points. I could see Tomlin viewing it that way. Yeah, absolutely. Fields, go out there, caretaker of the ball, blah, blah, blah. Okay, it's 10-7 in the third quarter. We got him right where we want him. He hasn't turned the ball over. He hasn't fumbled. He's run a couple of times. Yeah, Tomlin, the way he evaluates quarterbacks is so old school. It's like every single quarterback now is a rookie. And you're trying to keep them in some tiny little box.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how you play winning football at a high level in 2024. It can get you enough wins to meander your way to a playoff berth or to be in it at the end of the season. It can't get you where you need to go, where you want to go. And where you want to go should be winning playoff games and contending for a championship.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how he views it.
Would you play Russ? I mean, so say you're Mike Tomlin and you're, you know, it's Friday. And Russ has been a full participant all week, and he's been looking pretty good in practice. What would you do heading into Sunday?
I put the whole damn game on Justin Fields. Throw that sucker around. See if you get Pickens involved. You can kill two birds with one stone. And if Fields, when you open it up, sucks, now even ball knowers and non-ball knowers alike will go, ooh, You got to go with Russ. If he's great, and it's like the definition of pornography from the Supreme Court, you just know it when you see it. Everybody knows it. You let him cut it loose, and he throws for 350 and looks outstanding and doesn't turn it over. Then you got your answer the other way. I think you put it all on Fields, and you let him determine who's going to be the guy.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember, clearly you do, the first game, Jesse, what's the safety that they didn't want to?
Bates.
Jesse Bates. And Arthur Smith was like, I'm not going to let that guy wreck the game. So we're going to go a different direction. And they didn't let Jesse Bates wreck the game because he is a game wrecker. Because as the games went on for Atlanta, he's a very good player. The reason why Arthur Smith did that is because why? He knew Jesse Bates. He knew what he did in practice. He knew what he did in games last year because Arthur Smith was the head coach of the Falcons. This is going to be a very interesting and very crucial game for Justin Fields because Luke Getsy is the offensive coordinator of the Raiders. You don't think Luke Getsy knows and is telling Antonio Pierce and telling the defensive coordinator exactly what Justin Fields is going to do, what he can do, what he can't do? This is a very, very crucial game for Fields because they are going to have a beat on every single thing he does. And if he overcomes that, then I think that that's a very significant step in his process of being the starting quarterback for at least another week or holding that position down as the weeks go on and getting more opportunities. But he's going to get every single thing that can counter what he does do well thrown at him this game because they have a coach on their coaching staff that knows him better than anybody.
Well said.
Better than anybody.
And I agree. Let him do it.
Yep.
Put it on his shoulders. See if he can overcome it, and if not, you got your answer. If he does, you got your answer. But if it's one of these, he's going to throw it 18 times, and you're going to run it 38 times, what are you really doing?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.